And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the program here on the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and now we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. You find all kinds of stuff there. Brian will let you know what you'll find if you type in that URL.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you'll find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, many of which who air this program. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more, so go check it out right now.
Awesome. And you can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we do it in the form of a feature where we give you an interview and we play something from your latest release. We're doing that in this hour of the program. Coming up, we'll be talking to St. John, New Brunswick artist Wayne Hansen. He's talking about his new album that he has released. It's called Escape, and we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. As Brian was mentioning in the first hour of the program, some movement on the charts and a new number one takes the top spot. You'll find out who that is a little later on, but we're going to kick things off right now with your number 10.
All right, you're going to hear from Tana Tikiak, who after her recent Polaris Prize win re-enters the Earshot charts at number 10. And her record is, of course, entitled Animism. You're going to hear a track called Caribou. Following that, you're going to hear City I Love by Rich O'Coin. His new one, Ephemeral, is at number 9, down from number 6. And after that, you're going to hear from Bahamas. They're sitting still at number 8 this week. Bahamas is Affy is the name of the record. And you're going to hear a track called All the Time.
And last week when we were talking to Steven, apparently we didn't talk about this on the air, but off the air, he had an opportunity to go and be at the after party, the show after the show, and she was playing, and he said it was quite an incredible show. So if you ever have a chance to see Tanya Tagak, entertaining, and you did see her.
No, I didn't see her, but someone might have an opportunity to see her because she's playing Halifax Pop Explosion.
There you go. If you want a chance to, that was a great segue. If you want a chance to win tickets to the Halifax Pop Explosion, you can do so by visiting our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. We're giving away 2 tickets. All you have to do is like the page and like the photo that we have there. Here we go. Tanya Tagak, also a performer at the Halifax Pop Explosion. Caribou, it's your number 10 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20. Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
How are you?
was All the Time by Bahamas from the album Bahamas is Affy, sitting still at number 8 this week. Before that, at number 9, down from number 6, Rich O'Coin from Ephemeral, you heard a track called City I Love. And kicking off that set of tunes was Tanitigak from the record Animism, re-entering the charts at number 10, the track Caribou.
It's the Earshot 20, now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're going to take a break from that right now and catch up with a local artist to our show where we record and broadcast from St. John, New Brunswick. It's Wayne Hansen. He's released his second full-length album. It's called Escape. Wayne joins us right now in studio. Wayne, welcome back to the Earshot 20.
Anthony, thanks for having me on the show again. Much appreciated.
No problem at all. And we, I guess, want to start off by finding out a little bit of information and giving our listeners a little bit of information about the album. So tell us a little bit about Escape.
Yeah, so it's, like you said, it's my second full-length album called Escape. That's the title track, track number one. I'm really happy with the way this album came out. I wrote all the songs, recorded them, produced it, everything from start to finish, and I'm just really super excited. I've been working on this for about a year, and I'm just really happy that people are now going to get a chance to hear these songs. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I'm super happy to release it.
And your previous album was based on or had a lot of influence from a trip that you took to Africa. Is there any influence from travels on this album, or is this kind of taking a different kind of story?
Yeah, so the first album I recorded was Memories of East Africa, and I was really happy with the way that came out. Learned a lot by doing that album that I applied here. And a lot of the songs on this album are reflections of travels I've taken and trips I've taken. And the artwork that you see, I actually took that in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and I snapped it with my iPhone, and it became the cover for Escape. And a lot of these songs are written about traveling and vagabonding and those sorts of things. So I'm pretty happy about that.
And the artwork kind of fitting on the cover, Escape, and it's kind of a chain, so it lends itself well. Is there one track that maybe speaks the most to you in terms of what you put out and what you produced on this album?
You know, it's funny, Anthony. I love this album from start to finish. I'm really pleased with the way everything came out. I play the drums, the banjo, guitar, ukulele, and vocals, among other instruments. So one song out of all of them, I think Escape, I love. I listen to it repeatedly. Seaside Polly, the second track, I took that in U.S. Virgin Islands where I took a picture. And anyway, they all turned out really well. I think what folks will find is that different songs kind of touch them in different ways, hopefully. And hopefully everyone loves a different song. For me, Escape, there's two versions on here. One's hidden and one's not. And I think people like both of them.
It's a bit of a bonus track, 9 tracks on the album in total. Where can people find your music if they want to hear more?
Sure, waynehansen.ca, they can find out all about me. This one will be available on iTunes shortly. Memories is already up there on iTunes. And check out YouTube, lots of clips of me doing some wacky stuff all, you know, at my shows. So yeah, I hope people come and check that out. I'm doing lots of live shows. I have about, about 20 scheduled now for releasing this album all over Atlantic Canada, and hopefully get this album in play boxes across the country.
Be good to get it out to Ontario and the West Coast as well, for sure. All right, Wayne, thanks for taking the time to come and chat.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure coming in here.
And we're going to give you a track now from Escape, Wayne Hansen's new album from St. John, New Brunswick. Stick around. There's more on the way, including more of the charts coming up after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Better make a run now, better make a run for it. Better make a run now, better make a run for it. Better make a run now, better make a run for it. Better make a run now, better make a run for it. Better make a run now, better make a run for it. Better make a run now, better make a run for it. Better make a run now, better make a run for it. Better make a run now. I'm Houdini in a crate. I'm the song of escape. Don't wait up, I might be late. I'm Willina on the wire. I'm the phoenix from the fire. I'm the eagle, watch me fly. Now I vanish, that's no lie. I'm Knievel leaping past. I'm a rose that's fading fast. A blooming rose never lasts. I will escape this Alcatraz.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 7.
I may be down,
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Was In My Mind At Least by P.S. I Love You, jumping one spot this week to number 6 from the album For Those Who Stay. Before that, you heard from Ty Segall, and that's at number 7 down from number 5, the album Manipulator. And we also heard from Wayne Hansen, the title track from his brand new record, Escape.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Go check out that website. It is a really great website. All kinds of stuff for you to view. And exclaim.ca, also a great stop on your way through the internet to check out music news happening in and around the world. And we've got Stephen Karlick on the line with us still chatting about some of the stories that are hot topics right now. We're going to kick things off right now with a story about Tom Morell, who's being accused of being totally rude.
Yes. So Tom Morello is in an online Twitter war right now with a Seattle restaurant called Five Point Cafe and Bar. Tom Morello apparently was in town for a benefit concert to support 15 Now, which is a local organization aiming to help establish the minimum wage of $15 in Seattle. When Morello and his buddies turned up at the Five Point, they were apparently turned away due to capacity issues, and Morello posted an angry tweet that said, "Five Point restaurant in Seattle is the worst, super rude and anti-worker. Shittiest doorman in the Northwest, prick, spread the word." So it was pretty harsh words for this restaurant, and now the owner of it, David Meinert, has offered his side of the story on Facebook, writing that the restaurant's workers are well-paid and get benefits. He pointed out he's a fan of Morello's music and politics, but saying that, quote, "rock stars don't get special treatment at the Five Point. We couldn't give less of a shit." He also offered this explanation from the doorman, quote, "turns out Morello and his crew didn't get let in as the place was at capacity and there was a line. No one was being let in. According to our doorman, who I totally trust, Tom and his crew were all totally rude." So there has been a war of words, an exchange of words, and two different stories. Not sure who to believe, but it's a tough one.
You know what? It happens. You show up somewhere and you think you are somebody, or maybe you are somebody and you think that you should be allowed in, but sometimes it just it doesn't happen for you. I've showed up places and been told I wasn't allowed in and been upset about it, and I'm a nobody, so there you go.
Well, and the weird part is, I mean, Tom Morello tweeted originally, super rude and anti-worker. Saying anti-worker is sort of that's a big one to lob at the owner, considering he just wasn't let in to eat. So I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, really strange. All right, well, who knows? There might be more come of this. If there is, we'll watch for it. If there's not, maybe he'll just let it go. We'll move on and chat a little bit about U2. This is they're sneaky in more than one way, because they put it on everybody's iPhone and then they also put it out early so that they could qualify for Grammys.
Lots of sneaking around in lies this week between the Morello, this Theophilus London, which we talked about in the earlier half of the program, and the next story, but we'll get to that. For now, U2 are putting out vinyl copies of Songs of Innocence early in order to qualify for the 2015 Grammys. September 30th was the cutoff date for eligibility for the 2015 Grammys. So to be eligible, the album had to be out on or before that day. Since Songs of Innocence is being slated for an official release date on October 14th, the band didn't want to have to wait until the 2016 Grammys and wanted to strike while the iron is hot, and so they put out a few copies of the album in CD and record stores. We're not sure how many, but as long as they're out there being purchased, the band can qualify. So look forward to U2 at the 2015 Grammys and possibly in your house at this point.
And as somebody who is up on the music scene and you know the ins and outs a bit of what goes on, are they saying basically that they think that they're going to be getting a Grammy, or are they just doing this in the hopes that it'll happen for them?
I think it would be that they're in the hopes that it would happen. I mean, you hear about things like Oscar season, right? There's always a sweet spot in the year at which point it makes the most sense to put out a film or an album. You're more likely to be noticed if you put it out just a little bit before. So, example, in the music industry, bands will often put out albums around September or October, and no later than November, because they want to be considered for year-end lists, and they want to make Christmas sales. Those are two things to keep in mind. And so by putting it out closer to the end of the year, it's easier to be remembered by critics to put them in the top 10 list, and it's easier for consumers to remember when they're thinking of Christmas lists, whereas an album that came out in February might have slipped their mind by that point. So, I mean, let's not throw U2 completely under the bus. I get what they're doing, but it's still, it's all a little too calculated, especially in the wake of Applegate.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with them. It's still sneaky. One more story to bring you before we get you to give us your song pick of the week, and that is a story about who is the world's top vinyl retailer.
Yes, some more sneaking around, more lies. Last week, Urban Outfitters boss Calvin Hollinger claimed that his store was the world's number one vinyl seller. A bunch of sites reported on it, but now it's been revealed that Hollinger is eating his words. His declaration was debunked by Billboard, who found that Amazon is indeed the world's top vinyl retailer. This comes according to record label execs and corroborates Billboard's own study of the U.S. market, which determined that Amazon sells around 12.3% of the country's vinyl. To Urban Outfitters' credit, the store came in second with an 8.1% share of the market, which will roll the eyes of vinyl aficionados across the country, but what are you going to do? Rounding out the top five were Hastings Entertainment, Hot Topic, and Trans World Entertainment. Keep in mind, this is talking about the U.S., not Canada, although Billboard does note that Amazon has a larger international presence than Urban Outfitters. In other words, it's extremely likely that Amazon outsells Urban Outfitters internationally as well. I don't know if that's good or bad news for the music industry and for vinyl buyers, but Urban Outfitters is indeed not the world's biggest vinyl seller.
Well, you got to be careful when you're spewing out facts.
Yes, you do. You should probably not spew them out.
No, yeah, without having the evidence or the data to back it up, for sure.
Maybe just a good blanket rule is never spew.
Yeah, I live by that rule. I live by that rule. All right, Stephen, thanks very much, and we're going to get you to give us your song pick of the week, and of course, as always, thank you for taking the time to join us on the program.
Thank you. My song pick of the week comes from Flying Lotus's new album. He is an LA beat maker who's been blowing minds for a few years now. His new album is called You're Dead and will be out on October 7th. In anticipation of that, everybody needs to hear his collaboration with Kendrick Lamar. It's called Never Catch Me, and apparently Kendrick is such a fan of the song that he asked Flying Lotus if he could put it on his new album. Flying Lotus said, no, it's his. You're going to hear it right now on Earshot Radio, the jazzy goodness of Never Catch Me.
Earshot Extra.
And I can sing song and I can unite with you that I love, you that I like. Look at my life and tell me I fight. This that final destination. This that fonts of information. This that fonts of inspiration. This that crack the installation. This that quantum jumping that fist pumping that bomb detonation. Please don't bomb my nation. And bomb me flew away. And I got my control and I'm here. You gon' hate me when I'm gone. Ain't no blood pumping, no fear. I got hope inside of my bones. This that life beyond your own life. This ain't physical for mankind. This that out of body experience. No coincidence, you been dying. Picture death.
Almost 20 years on the red planet of
Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Too Shy by Tops at number 4 for number 16 from the album Picture You Staring. Before that, you heard From Always, their self-titled debut at number 5 or for number 9 in the track called Red Planet. And you heard before that Stephen Karlik's pick this week, Flying Lotus, a track called Never Catch Me.
All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. But before we do that, we have a segment we want to bring you, and it's a break from the charts as we talk a little bit more about the charts. But it's below the top 20, and we give you a little snapshot as to what's debuting from 21 to 50. As you know, we take this from the National Top 50, our countdown of the top 20, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
8 debuts this week below the top 20, kicking off Lowdown at number 48 is the debut high-end solo album from Yukon Blonde's Jeffrey Innes entitled Downtown. Coming in at number 45, Say Yes is the self-titled debut EP from a trio including Alexis on Fire drummer Jordan Hastings. For his third solo album, London Via Niagara Troubadour, Spencer Burton has shed the Grey Kingdom moniker for his own name. The new album, Don't Let the World See Your Love, is at number 41. At number 40 is What I Saw, the new album from Halifax's Old and Weird. Commune is the second album from the Gothenburg, Sweden experimental rock collective Goat at number 39. Cracking the charts at number 30 is Slow Leaves, the solo project from Winnipeg roots singer-songwriter Grant Davison and his debut, Beauty Is So Common. At number 28, Mad Men is the latest from New York-based alternative folk artist Sean Rowe. And rounding at the Lowdown at number 26 is This Is All Yours, the follow-up to the Mercury Prize-winning debut from Leeds art rock trio Alt-J.
Oh, thanks for that, Brian, and a little snapshot as to what is debuting and potentially could be making its way into the top 20 in the coming weeks. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. We're going to kick it all off with number 3.
All right, you're going to hear Sitting Still in That Spot this week, the title track from Jennifer Castle's Pink City. And following that, you're going to find out who our number one is this week.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number
so
two.
You wanted to go towards the street life, but the city at night was not for you. Your mind saw sparks, mine saw stars. We play games, we play guitars. I don't know where you are, but I'm coming. Spider. Spider, spider, mine saw sparks, mine saw stars. We were playing games, playing guitars. I don't know. I don't know. Spider, they want you, they want you, they want you. They want you, they want you, they want you. They want you, they want you, they want you. They want you, they want you, they want you.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
I know this for sure. There's nothing left for her.
It's the Earshot 20.
New number one this week, you just heard from Death From Above 1979, the album The Physical World, and a track called Nothing Left. And swapping spots with them was The New Pornographers, last week's number one, this week's number two. And from the album Brill Bruisers, you heard Spider. And sitting still at number three this week was Jennifer Castle. You heard the title track from her latest, Pink City.
And that does it for the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony M. and Brian Cleveland in studio, and this is Canada's National Countdown Show. We get our charts from earshot-online.com, and we record and broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download us from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and don't forget, drop by our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, your chance to take home two tickets to the Halifax Pop Explosion happening at the end of the month, so look for that. We'll be back next week with a brand new program, lots of interviews and all kinds more to bring your way next week. Stick around, there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.